There appear to be problems with NITO that provides some services to Hopkins County, including meals to the elderly in the county. We get the latest from County Judge Robert Newsom.
Northeast Texas Opportunities came to my attention early last year when I came into office as county judge here in Hopkins County. Apparently, they've got some financial problems that have emerged and just now coming to light. There was an audit that showed them something over $700,000 in fraud in 2013 audit. The new audit will come out in the next few days. We'll learn more about what's going on financially with them. One of the things that the Commissioner's Court of Hopkins County is very, very concerned about it, and actually we're disassociating ourselves as much as we can be with them because we're concerned about the, first of all, the financial side of it. Are we liable for any of this, this fraud and everything? That is, could they reach out to Hopkins County? We want to protect the county and the citizens. And also, just if there's wrongdoing, we don't want to be part of it. Mm-hmm. And so they have a utility program here in Hopkins County. They've been running out of our fire department, just a phone and one office. And we've given them until July 1st to go ahead and get out of our office. They can go somewhere else. They'll find another place to run the utility program. It's assisting a few people, I think six people here in Hopkins County. The one I'm most concerned about is our citizens who are receiving it, especially senior citizens, receiving meals at home. Mm-hmm. So what I'm doing there is I've sent an open records request to the NITO and asking them to give me the names, phone numbers, addresses of those receiving services. Thus far, they've resisted my request, my open records request. So I have contacted the Attorney General's office in Austin. They've started an investigation to take my complaint and get those records for us. But at the same time, actually on the same day, last Thursday, the county judge of Franklin County, the sheriff of Franklin County, and one of the commissioners of Franklin County, and I went to Austin. It was a one-day trip. Went down and met with the Department of Agriculture. I talked with them actually this morning, and they're actually put a team together that is actually working to investigate NITO because they actually provide money for them. Some of the grants that come through into NITO actually come through the Department of Agriculture. So they were very interested in this and actually have assembled an investigative team that is going to be looking at their records. And at the same time, the Department of Aging attend that same meeting. And so there was a representative from there. He seemed very interested. So there's some wrongdoing going on. We don't know what it's going to come out of it. Oh, one more thing. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, has also been investigating. And I met with them a couple of weeks ago. And they're going to be targeting some particular defendants in the next few months. We gave them some information. Actually, they seem not to know. And so now they're expanding their investigation some based on what we told them. Again, it was the Franklin County judge and myself. We're just visiting with them about this because it concerns all of us for financial integrity, one thing. But secondly, we want to make sure our people are taken care of. Now, what I did learn this from the Department of Aging. No matter what happens, our people will be taken care of. But they are going to try to get those names and addresses and phone numbers so I can check out and make sure that those people are taken care of. There's a group out of Lamar County that's actually helping some people here in Hopkins County in the north and in the west side of Hopkins County. They're willing to take over the east side, which is being served by NITO at this time, if things fall apart with NITO.
Well, when their troubles first started developing, the Trax bus program was actually taken over by the COG, I believe, in
right.
Texarkana. Yeah, will it continue to function what's with the need?
Trax buses? People don't need to worry too much about the Trax buses. There have been some cutbacks federally, I understand, but the Trax buses continue to run under the Council of Governments. And our former county judge, Chris Brown, is the head of the COG now, so I feel like he has a very personal interest in making sure that our Trax buses here in Hopkins County continue to run. They are running and everything's fine about Trax, but that was taken away from NITO, yes.
KSST News.